Chat in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. The ambition of the People's Republic of China to land on the moon, to build a manned base on the moon, is before us. To what end? We welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, who's my guide on the PRC's space program, because there is a remark by a U.S. Space Force general that China aims to use the moon as a base to shoot at the Earth, especially the U.S. and allied satellites in some fashion. In other words, the moon becomes the high ground. It always meant to be in the first Cold War, but here we are in the second Cold War. Rick, a very good evening to you. The moon base, my memory is the 2030s is the ambition of the PRC. This idea, though, of using the moon base as an artillery range, is that simultaneous with the building of a manned base on the South Pole? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. China's ambition to militarize the moon is underway and took a new step on March 19 when China launched its Keqiao-2 communication relay satellite to the L2 Lagrangian point in order to be able to communicate with the next Chang'e moon lander that will be launched within a month to the far side of the moon. Now, what China also included with the relay satellite were two experimental satellites that will go into an orbit around the moon. And these two satellites are the beginning of China's navigation, communication, and surveillance network that will be surrounding the moon very quickly. So in order to secure a presence on the moon, in order to secure control of the moon, China is going to have to be dominant in the orbits around the moon. And this is the process that we saw start with the launch of the relay satellite on March 19. So China's ambition is to create this network of satellites around the moon to make sure that it is able to see, observe, and potentially interdict anything coming to the moon or leaving the moon as it builds its own unmanned and manned presence. And the unmanned presence will be well in order before the end of this decade. The manned presence, permanent manned presence, will be well underway by the early 2030s.
Gordon, you have a question.
Rick, do you think China will try to exclude other countries from going to the moon? Because you talked about the ability maybe to do so and that they're putting in place the infrastructure that could permit them. Do you think that's their intention?
Well, Gordon, China has little alternative. The Chinese Communist Party has little alternative but to put in place the ability to deny access to the moon to others. Control of the moon, the high ground, as John correctly put it, is essential for the Chinese Communist Party to achieve hegemony on Earth. So, yes, indeed, as China seeks hegemony on Earth, it must seek control of the Earth-Moon system in order to control the high ground and not only control access to the moon, but also to influence access to Mars. It's a depressing thought, but China has to be sure that any rebel force is not able to access the resources of the moon and Mars in order to build up a resistance. To put it in Star Wars terminology, I hope that doesn't lend any humor to the point, but this is extremely serious. China is in this for the long haul, the long term. It wants total control. Control of the moon is absolutely necessary.
Space Force. Is this in the mission statement of the Space Force to deny, to area access, deny?
Well, they're definitely charged and spending a huge budget to secure American interests in space, John. So indeed, when General Anthony Mastalier testified before Congress a week ago on the 18th, questioning whether China would use its moon presence, that was certainly in order. But I think the answer to the general's questions are already well apparent. China will use the moon for strategic gain to advance its ambitions, especially for hegemony on Earth.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Rick, what are the American plans or the Artemis plans for a moon base?
Well, Gordon, Artemis plans on the books, at least for now, two more missions to the moon following the first one, hopefully in 2025. That's it. There are indeed ambitions, and we certainly should not have gathered now 36 countries into signing the Artemis Accords and pursuing individual cooperation agreements with almost all of them in order to cut off Artemis after three missions. American plans for a moon base, a large moon base, and multiple moon bases are not yet on the books. They haven't been articulated. They haven't been put up for funding. The first three missions, yes, those have been articulated, and funding will be sought for those. But beyond that, we're not telling the world what we're planning to do in order to counter China.
We just have a minute, Mark. We can see Super Heavy in the testing at Boca Chica. China looks to match Super Heavy. By when? 2030?
John, they're working on sort of half Super Heavies that may launch within the next 2 years. But their real ambition, Long March 9, may not be about until the mid-2030s, at least according to what they say publicly.
So they're not right now building the capacity that we can see at Boca Chica. They're not right now. They're designing it, but there's no expectation within the next 10 years. Is that correct?
Correct.
That limits their ability. Do we agree? That gives us some time, Rick.
Well, China also controls the spigot of history, John. They can start multiple wars on Earth
right. That
can sap our budgets, and they can beat us to the moon that way.
Rick Fisher is the senior fellow at the International Assessment and Strategy Center, commenting on a remark by a Space Force general about the threat of militarized moon base by the People's Republic. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,